China.
Yeah, boy.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the child. Corrupt them all.
This is their plan, people. These are...
I'm going to jail!
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, folks. Everybody out there. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the fucking jungle. I can listen to it now, the hum, and I can understand it. You know the way sometimes you can hear, like, French people talking, and you're like, I know they're talking about me. The fucking croissant eating smelly cons. You know that way? Or Chinese people, or anyone. You know they're always talking about you. Well, I can understand the forest the way I can understand French people, even though I don't speak French. And I can understand the Chinese people, even though I don't speak Chinese, but I can understand, you know what I mean? Because I just pick up on things. And what the forest is telling me is, it's telling me to take off all your clothes and bathe in the blood of children. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? It is 20 past 9, April the something something, coming in live from the jungles of Ubud. Welcome to the fucking radio show. Who are you fucking doing? We do nighttime radio, news, gossip. We start rumours, we end rumours, we make people, we end people. We're completely stable, we've got clarity of mind. I'm just becoming one with the nature out here, you know. You should see me, I've just got my legs up on the balcony, fucking spread eagle. My fucking asshole and penis and balls are pretty much in the jungle with all my mates. Why would you need real mates when you got jungle mates, you know what I mean? I think when the monkeys come back on the balcony next time, I'm going to start luring them with food. I haven't done comedy in a while, so I might, if I can get like a little... I give them food. If I can get like 5 or 6 monkeys up here, I'll do some sort of comedy. Like, it probably won't be like English based. It might be act out kind of shit. And I'm gonna do a show for monkeys, basically. Maybe I can get them to follow me. Maybe I can get them to do my dirty work. Did anyone ever use monkeys to do their dirty work? Don't answer that anyway, because that could lead to all sorts of problems. We do comedy here in the basement. We do comedy here on the balcony. We do comedy here in the bathroom. This is what happens when you just don't do stand up for a while and you're just on a perpetually long vacation. You just start fucking... You know what I mean? I'm just doing crowd work to myself. Anyway, I just crushed a fucking beer. They're super cheap over here, so I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? I can drink 2... At this stage, I've done 3 hours of yoga today. Yoga and meditation. Now, you'd think I'd have the kind of enlightenment, the kind of grasp over my own mind, clarity, humility, you know, just the fucking holiness of someone in a religious practice for that many hours a day. But I can think of nothing more boring than to try and better myself. I'm just doing yoga because it makes me feel good in the moment, you know what I mean? I think there's something about bending backwards with your spine in the shala, in under the burning sun, until it cracks a few times, that you get a head rush. I think other people think that's like some sort of religious experience, but I'm just getting fucking high. I'm basically doing ketamine, basically, except it's just 3 hours of yoga instead. That's what 3 hours of yoga is. It's the same as one bag of ketamine. So, you know, time, money, effort, however you want to quantify it, you're getting that same level of enlightenment without the hangover and the nasal passage damage and pissing blood. That's what happens when you do a load of ketamine, you start pissing blood. It never happened to me, but I'll get there eventually. I still got hopes, I still got dreams. I am not giving up on a horse tranquilizer, ladies and gentlemen, and I never will give it up for a horse tranquilizer. Fuck yeah. Maybe that's what I'll do when I get back to Europe. A big fat fucking line of pony powder, and then wobble around the room talking retard shit to my half cooked mates. What? Life is not but a dream, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever read Shakespeare? Because I'm living it. Fuck yeah. Anyway, so I did a meditation class at 9 a.m. this morning. Catherine got up at 5 to do some sort of mad morning meditation shit with her guru in the shala. Then I went there from 9 to like fucking 9 to half 10 and then 11 to half 12. I was there for fucking 3 hours. She was there for 4 or 5 hours today. So I think she's getting enlightened. She's getting monastic. But I am staying the motherfucking spastic. Hear me out. I'm going boxing again tomorrow. I've got a taste for it now. I got a little bit of taste of blood in my mouth now. I'm going to try and fucking bust up that French cunt. Nah, he seems alright. I like him. You know what? I don't mind hitting him because he looks like me. No. Use your Freudian fucking analysis on that one. See how you can figure that one out. But it's something like punching a mirror, I think, isn't it? Yeah, cunt. Right. I have to make more clips. That's what I have to do. I have to make some more clips. I'm running out of stand-up footage. Most of it's such dog shit because I'm such a bad cameraman. Or else there's always something wrong with the audio, or I could be fucked doing the captions. But I have a few ones on YouTube Shorts. I've never used YouTube until last week. That are like, you know, they're doing decent enough. A couple of hundred hits here and there by some autistics in fucking God knows where. But, you know, we're living our dreams, ladies and gentlemen. We are living our dreams. I started a new book, but it's just a novel, so I don't know if I want to be reading novels unless they're classics, you know what I mean? This is written in 2018 by some Chinese bird. It's a gripping story. You know, some people can just write, you're in the story, but I'm like, I'm not going to fucking learn anything from this. Not like the way I learned from the Brothers Karamazov. You guys read that one? I forgot the end of the book. I'm going to tell you the end of the book right now anyway. The whole time you're trying to... Who killed the dad? It was a retarded son. But he wasn't actually retarded. He was just born of a... The father, Karamazov, raped a homeless lady. And then he had to take in this fucking... All this fucked up, twisted... son called Smirnov or some shit like that. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I think that one bintang went to my head. Okay, yeah, I've been making these videos and I put them on Rumble and it's me just talking to AI and it's all philosophical questions and it's pretty bad, but I'm going to continue doing it every day along with this because that's two things I'm doing, and then boxing and then yoga and then meditation, and we're self-improving. I'm going to read a ton, and the self-improvement part is like very on the exterior for me. It's just stuff I can talk about that sound like I'm self-improving, but inside, I know inside, my soul and my mind are decaying at a rapid rate. Yes, cunt. Yeah, that's funny to me. That's funny to me. Anyway, folks, I don't think we're going to get anything fucking better for tonight, to be honest. Here, there's the jungle for you. Isn't it mad that never stops, you know what I mean? That never stops. That chorus has been going for 100,000 years, 200,000 years, the same thing every night. Those cicadas. They'll never stop. We'll stop before they stop. People think we're going to fucking... We ain't going to do shit, son. I don't even believe in... I don't believe in global warming anymore. Is that crazy to say? I'm just not buying it. It's just not... I don't really give a fuck. It just doesn't... That... I think that retarded Swedish girl ruined it for everyone. No, I do think Israel's wrong. I'm not completely off the fucking jabs here, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm not buying the global warming thing. Because remember, the oil was meant to run out. Turns out, there's way more of it. Why would Allah put it there if he didn't want us to fucking use it? You know what I mean? I know, I've said that before. I repeat lines. I'm a fucking parrot. I'm a puppet. I'm a parrot, I'm a puppet. I'm nothing, you know what I mean? But if you think about it, no one's nothing, you know what I mean? No one's nothing. That's a double negative. I think this jungle's driving me insane. I think it's getting to me. And I like it. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, have an absolutely fantastic night, day, evening, morning. Sip your coffee and actually taste it. When you look out, when the sun hits your eyes, take it all, drink it all, drink in this bloody life. Over and out.